Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The right fielder, George Binks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is called out on strikes. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0 for 1 in the game. Binks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost is called out on strikes. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-2 in the game. Binks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards who is chasing the ball. Fain reaches third base with a triple. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Feller, and towards Gordon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-2 in the game. Fowler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Majeski moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive towards second. Suter catches it and tags Keltner out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guerra. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Guerra steals second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suter for the out. Guerra moves to third. One out. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski is hit by the pitch. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Dick Fowler. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to second. Nelly Fox pinch runs for Elmer Vallow. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-4 in the game. Joost is called out on strikes. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-4 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.